Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Good Soil Podcast, where the Word of God meets ears, minds, and hearts, and by His grace grows a great harvest. I'm Aaron Fesmeyer, pastor of York Evangelical Free Church, right here at the crossroads of the Midwest, York, Nebraska. And I am grateful that you have joined me today. And if you're listening, hopefully you made it with us through the Gospel according to Matthew. And that was such a great book. I got so much more from it this go-around. I still had, and will expect to continue, have quite a few moments in there. But it was great. And I would encourage you to revisit the book as well when you get a chance. We will never get everything on the first read of the Bible. But there is more to be said of Jesus than what the Holy Spirit through Matthew said. So welcome to the next of the gospel accounts in our New Testament, Mark. Mark is probably the first of the New Testament gospel accounts that we have, and you will probably see some overlap with this one and Matthew and the others as we go along. That's to be expected. But Mark is writing likely more so for Gentiles, non-Jews like you and me. So he provides some explanatory help along the way. We're looking at the life of Jesus here from Mark, or Peter behind him. But before we get ahead of ourselves, who is this writer, Mark? All the evidence that we have says that this Mark is also called John Mark. He was a Jewish Christian convert, and he actually shows up in the Bible, in the book of Acts, as a traveling companion of the Apostle Paul and Barnabas on missionary journeys across the Roman Empire. He did have a rather bad falling out, though, with Paul, and went on instead with Barnabas. But we do have some evidence from Colossians, 2 Timothy, and Philemon that Paul and Mark eventually reconciled. But that's not how the gospel according to Mark came to be. Mark wrote his gospel under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, true, but was also apparently under the authority of the Apostle Peter, from whom he gathered material for writing and wrote as directly as he could from what he heard from Peter. If you've been reading with us, you will find the gospel, according to Mark, is significantly shorter than Matthew. Mark is an action-packed ride through the ministry of Jesus. So buckle up when you read. As you go along, go ahead and count how many times Mark says the word immediately. He wants us to be in the sandals of first century followers going around Palestine following this amazing Messiah, Jesus, just like Peter did. This is why Mark writes his gospel account. He wants the world, you and me, and the world to see the dynamic, powerful, and telling life of Jesus, the Son of God, as a servant who was fully and is fully God in power, the King of the kingdom of God, but also fully man in living, in sacrifice, and especially in suffering. If we were to highlight one verse from this gospel account, it would be from Mark chapter 10, verse 45, where Jesus teaches his disciples, quote, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." This is a different king than the world is used to. This whole book centers around and moves with Jesus. In a way, the gospel, which means good news, is Jesus himself. Jesus is the gospel. Everything he says and does fills out good news for sinners. That's all of us. So we need to hear it. And we are meant to hear this good news and hear it as a call from Jesus, which Jesus does several times in the book when he says, "Follow me." However, Jesus does not want us to follow him with rose-colored glasses, eyes shut, or head in the sand. This following Jesus, this discipleship, is going to cost. Jesus tells his disciples in Mark 8, verse 34, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." This is heavy-duty following. self-denial? Our cross? But Mark never lets us forget the Jesus we're to follow, who suffered for our sake and serves us that we would be set free. The gospel according to Mark doesn't ever minimize Jesus' teaching. Everything Jesus says is very important and helps us understand what he's doing, who he is, what he's about. But Mark really does hone in on Jesus as the Son of God in action. Jesus is the Son of God in power, and all over this book, we will see the helpless given the kind of help they couldn't even dream of. From food in abundance, to diseases being healed, blind people seeing, lame people walking, raising the dead to life, people being set free from demonic oppression, hope being given to the hopeless, indicating that the kingdom of God is at hand. Therefore, as Jesus says, let's heed his word in Mark chapter 1, verse 15, repent and believe in the gospel. Because this book is a really brief, packed picture of Jesus, this has often served really well as a book to go through with someone who either has recently believed Jesus or someone who has no idea about Jesus but is willing to read and do some digging with you. The gospel is a person, and his life and ministry and sacrifice are on full display in this book. So if you know someone who would benefit from this, go for it and ask them to join you reading this. As I said in the last episode, there is so much more I could say about this book, but hopefully what I shared today is helpful and whets your appetite for reading. As you start this book, let me pray for us as we receive God's word in the gospel according to Mark. Father in heaven, thank you for your word that reveals to us your Son. Thank you for John Mark, a faithful servant who served us by recording for us the life of the ultimate servant, your Son Jesus. Help us to see him in action, listen to what he has to say, believe him, and follow him. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Good Soil Podcast. I'm enjoying reading the Bible with you. I want to encourage you, by God's grace, to keep reading his word. Until I talk with you next, may God reap a great harvest in our midst as his word grows in good soil.